Hey everyone. So a bunch of you wanted to know more about body fat and diabetes.
Yeah.
And guess what? I found some seriously cool research that I think you'll find pretty fascinating. We're going to be talking about a gene called INHBE
Okay.
and how it's changing what we know about fat. I'm diving into two research articles today, and honestly, the stuff they're finding is mind-blowing.
It is really interesting.
Like, for so long,
Yeah.
we've been so focused on weight loss, right? Like, lose weight and you'll be healthier. But these studies are like, hold up, it's not just about how much fat you have, but where you store it that really matters.
Yeah, that's a really key point.
So the first article basically says right off the bat that fat distribution is like this, this major risk factor for all these diseases, like heart disease and diabetes, and it's completely independent of your overall weight.
It is. It's totally separate from your BMI.
Like, you could have a perfectly normal BMI, but if all your fat is hanging out in the wrong places, you're still in trouble.
Absolutely. You could still be at risk.
And get this, they're seeing this pattern everywhere, not just in certain groups of people.
Worldwide, it seems.
They use this thing called waist-to-hip ratio, or WHR, to measure this. Basically, a higher WHR means you've got more belly fat compared to hip fat, and that's not a good sign.
Higher WHR, no matter who you are, is a red flag.
And the bummer is, there aren't a lot of great ways to change fat distribution right now.
Unfortunately, no.
But here's where things get really wild.
Okay.
These researchers went deep into the genetics of fat distribution. We're talking a study with over 600,000 people.
Wow.
That's massive. And they found 16 genes that seem to control where fat goes in the body.
Yeah, that's an impressive study.
Oh, and get this. They found that rare variations in these genes, the ones we don't see very often, had a much bigger impact on fat distribution than the common ones scientists usually focus on.
Right. So it's like these rare variants that are really driving the show.
And most of these genes are doing their thing in adipose tissue, which is where fat is stored, which makes sense, right?
It does, yeah. Some are even linked to conditions that cause really extreme fat distribution problems, like lipodystrophies.
So the researchers used this super precise measurement of fat distribution from MRI scans to confirm their findings.
Yeah, it's like the gold standard for measuring fat distribution in the body.
So we're talking really solid evidence here.
Absolutely.
But the real star of the show is this gene called INHBE.
Interesting.
It's linked to what we might call a more favorable fat distribution, meaning less fat around the belly and maybe a bit more around the hips.
Okay.
And they saw this across different ancestries, which is pretty convincing.
Yeah, that makes it more likely to be important.
And hold on to your hats, because this is the really exciting part. People with specific variations in INHBE had a 28% lower chance of developing type 2 diabetes.
Wow, that's a significant reduction.
Now, here's where things get a little weird. INHBE is mainly active in the liver, not in fat tissue itself.
Huh, that's interesting.
Which is totally different from those other genes they found.
It is, yeah.
Yeah!
That's really interesting.
So it's like, what's going on here?
Right. So INHBE makes a protein called inhibin-BE, which is part of a family of proteins involved in how we grow and develop.
Okay.
But based on this research, it seems like inhibin-BE might actually act as a brake on fat storage.
A break.
Yeah, like it's slowing down fat storage.
Interesting.
And that could explain why people with certain INHBE variations have that healthier fat distribution.
Hmm. So their bodies might be better at deciding where to put the fat, thanks to INHBE.
That's the idea, yeah. And the fact that it's mostly active in the liver but still affects fat distribution suggests there's some complex communication going on between different organs when it comes to metabolism.
That makes sense.
And that potential for reducing diabetes risk by almost a third, that's huge.
Mm.
It suggests that maybe we could target INHBE to help treat metabolic diseases.
Okay, so we've got this gene, INHBE, that's linked to healthier fat distribution and a lower risk of diabetes.
Right.
But what's even cooler is that another group of researchers decided to look at INHBE specifically.
Oh, so they focused just on this one gene.
Yeah, they used a slightly smaller group, about 360,000 people.
Okay, still a massive study.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And guess what? Their findings matched up perfectly with the first study.
Wow, so two independent studies showing the same thing.
That's right. They confirmed that variations in INHBE are linked to a lower waist-to-hip ratio.
So less belly fat.
Yep. And they even found that the most common variation in INHBE leads to a 90% drop in the amount of that inhibin-BE protein being produced.
90%. That's a huge decrease.
Yep.
So it's like even small changes in the amount of this protein can have a big impact on where our bodies store fat.
Exactly. And there's another twist.
What's that?
They also found a connection between variations in a gene called ACVR1C and, you guessed it, a lower waist-to-hip ratio.
ACVR1C. Now that's interesting.
I know, right?
Well, ACVR1C is thought to be a receptor that interacts with inhibin BHE.
Okay.
So finding a link between this receptor and healthier fat distribution gives us even more evidence that INHBE is involved in all of this.
So it's like finding another piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. It all
Yeah.
fits together.
Now, they didn't just stop there.
Okay.
These researchers wanted to see how INHBE variations affected other aspects of metabolic health, not just fat distribution.
Makes sense.
And get this, people with these INHBE variations not only had better fat distribution, but they also tended to have lower triglycerides.
Triglycerides, those are a type of fat found in your plus, right?
Yep, that's right.
So it seems like INHBE variations aren't just about where fat is stored, but also about having a healthier overall metabolic profile.
Right. They even saw a trend toward lower bad cholesterol and blood pressure.
Really?
Yeah, but it wasn't statistically significant.
So more research is needed to confirm that.
Exactly. But still, more potentially good news, right?
Absolutely. It all points to INHBE's potential to have a positive impact on a bunch of different metabolic factors.
Now, they didn't find a link between INHBE variations and a lower risk of heart disease or type 2 diabetes, but they think that might be because these specific variations are pretty rare.
Yeah, they'd need to do a larger study to really see if there's a connection there.
So to wrap up this first part of our deep dive, both of these studies are telling us that INHBE plays a big role in where we store fat and could have a huge impact on our overall metabolic health.
And that's really exciting because it suggests that we might be able to use these findings to develop new treatments for metabolic diseases.
Imagine that, targeting a gene to change where your body stores fat.
It's amazing to think about the possibilities. If we can figure out how to manipulate INHBE, we could potentially help people store fat in a healthier way.
Yeah, instead of just focusing on weight loss, what if we could help people store fat in a healthier way? That could completely change how we manage metabolic health.
It's a really interesting idea. It would be a whole new approach to treating these conditions.
It makes you wonder if focusing on fat distribution could be even more effective than simply focusing on weight loss for improving metabolic health.
That's a great question.
It's something to think about for sure. Stay tuned because we'll be back with more on INHBE and what it all means for you after the break.
Okay, so we're back and ready to keep digging into this whole INHBE thing. Yeah, there's a lot more to uncover.
So remember how we were talking about that common variation in INHBE that seems to like put the brakes on the inhibin BE protein?
Right, the one that leads to less of the protein being made.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the researchers actually did some cool experiments in the lab to see this in action.
Oh, wow. So they took it from the genetic data to actual cells.
Yeah, they took cells that don't normally make inhibin BE and introduced the INHBE variation into them.
Okay,
And
interesting.
guess what? They found that these cells produced a smaller, less effective version of the protein.
So, like, it was kind of broken.
Yeah, and it wasn't even being released outside the cell.
So it was stuck inside, unable to do its job.
Exactly. It's like the genetic data was telling the truth. This INHBE variation really does lead to a less functional protein.
And that less functional protein seems to be the key to that healthier fat distribution.
Right. So if scientists can figure out how to mimic this effect with a drug, maybe we could help people store fat in a healthier way, even if they don't naturally have this genetic advantage.
Yeah, that's the exciting part. Imagine being able to develop a therapy that safely and effectively reduces the activity of INHBE.
It would be amazing, especially with so many people struggling with obesity and all the health problems that come with it.
Absolutely. Of course, more research is needed, but these early findings are super promising.
It's crazy to think that a tiny change in one gene can have such a big impact on our health.
Yeah, it really highlights the power of genetics.
But remember how those researchers looked at how INHBE variations might be linked to other aspects of metabolic health?
Right. They didn't just stop at fat distribution.
Yeah, they were particularly interested in the liver because it plays such a vital role in regulating metabolism and fat storage.
Makes sense, since INHBE is mostly active in the liver.
So they wanted to see if it might be involved in liver health as well.
Good idea. So what'd they find?
Well, get this. People with those INHBE variations that were linked to better fat distribution also tended to have lower levels of a liver enzyme called ALT.
ALT. What's that?
It stands for alanine transaminase.
Okay, and what does it have to do with liver health?
Well, when ALT levels are high, it can mean there's some damage or inflammation going on in the liver.
So lower ALT levels are a good thing.
Exactly. It suggests that INHBE might actually protect against liver disease.
Interesting. So it's like INHBE is a multitasker, helping to keep fat in check throughout the body, including the liver.
Right. And it's not just about where fat is stored in general, but also about preventing it from building up in the liver.
Because that can lead to all sorts of problems, like fatty liver disease.
Exactly. But they didn't just rely on blood tests to figure this out.
So they did more than just measure ALT levels.
Yeah, they used MRI scans to actually look at the livers of some of the participants.
Wow, so they could see what was going on inside the liver?
Yep, and they found that people with those INHBE variations had less fat buildup in their livers, meaning they were less likely to develop fatty liver disease.
That's great news. So INHBE is like a guardian of the liver, keeping it healthy and free from fat buildup.
And it gets even better. They also used MRI to assess inflammation in the liver.
Inflammation. That can be a problem, right?
Yeah. Chronic inflammation in the liver can eventually lead to serious conditions like fibrosis and cirrhosis.
So it's important to keep inflammation under control.
And guess what? Those with the favorable INHBE variations had less inflammation in their livers, too.
Wow. So it's like INHBE is helping to protect the liver from long-term damage.
They even looked at liver biopsies from a group of people who had bariatric surgery, and those with the INHBE variations had lower scores on a measure of liver disease severity.
That's pretty compelling evidence that INHBE plays a role in liver health.
Okay, so we've established that INHBE seems to be involved in both fat distribution and liver health.
Right. But the big question is, how does it actually work?
Yeah, what's the mechanism behind all of this?
That's what scientists are still trying to figure out.
They had some ideas, though, right?
Well, remember that INHBE makes that inhibin NAG protein.
Right, which is part of a family of proteins involved in growth and development.
But most of those other proteins aren't specifically linked to fat or liver function.
So what makes inhibin-BAGE so special?
That's the mystery. It seems to have a very specific role in regulating these metabolic processes, but we're still piecing together the details.
But there must be some theories about how it might be working.
Well, one possibility is that inhibin-BAGE acts as a sort of messenger molecule, carrying information between the liver and fat tissue.
So it's like a communication system that helps coordinate how fat is stored and distributed.
That's a simplified way to think about it, but yeah, you're on the right track.
And when inhibin-BAGE isn't functioning properly, like in people with those beneficial INHBE variations, this communication system might be disrupted.
And that could explain why they have a healthier pattern of fat distribution.
It's like their bodies are better at directing fat to the right places.
Exactly. And it could also explain why they tend to have healthier livers, as the altered signaling might prevent fat from building up there.
So it's all about balance.
Right. But of course, it's not all down to one protein. There are probably multiple genes and pathways involved, and inhibin-BAGE is just one piece of the puzzle.
It's amazing how complex our bodies are.
It really is. But the more we learn about these intricate networks, the better we'll be able to develop targeted treatments that improve health and well-being.
This whole deep dive has definitely been an eye-opener. I'm starting to see fat distribution in a whole new light.
It's not just about how we look. It's about our metabolic health.
And the fact that we might be able to modify fat distribution through therapies that target INHBE is incredibly exciting.
Absolutely. It could be a game changer for preventing and treating metabolic diseases.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about INHBE and inhibin-AE and fat distribution and liver health.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to explore.
Oh, right. Remember how the researchers also looked at common genetic variations that are linked to fat distribution?
Yeah, the ones that have smaller individual effects compared to the rare INHBE variations.
Right. We know those rare variations can have a big impact, but what about the common ones? Do they play a role too?
They do, definitely. While each common variation might have a small effect on its own, when you consider them all together, they can still add up to a person's overall risk for metabolic diseases.
So even if you don't have those rare, powerful INHBE variations, your genes can still influence where your body stores fat.
Right. And the researchers wanted to see how those common variations, in combination with the rare INHBE variations, might interact to influence metabolic health.
So they were looking at INHBE in the context of a person's entire genetic profile.
Exactly. To do this, they created something called a polygenic score.
A polygenic score? What's that?
It's a way to combine the effects of multiple genetic variations into a single score that reflects a person's genetic predisposition to a particular trait or condition.
So in this case, they developed a polygenic score specifically for fat distribution based on common genetic variations.
And what they found was that people who had both a favorable polygenic score for fat distribution and D, those rare beneficial INHBE variations tended to have the healthiest metabolic profiles overall.
So it's like a double dose of genetic protection.
Exactly. Those individuals had even lower waist-to-hip ratios, better cholesterol and triglyceride levels, and even better liver health.
Wow, so it really highlights the importance of looking at the whole picture, not just individual genes.
Absolutely. And it's a big step towards personalized medicine, where we can tailor treatments based on a person's unique genetic makeup.
That's incredible. This deep dive has been a fascinating journey into the world of genetics and metabolism.
It really shows how complex and interconnected our bodies are.
And the potential for genetic research to improve human health is just mind-blowing.
It's a field that's constantly evolving, and I have no doubt we'll continue to make groundbreaking discoveries.
I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we wrap up all this INHBE stuff, I'm thinking, like, what if we actually could change where we store fat?
Yeah.
Where do we even draw the line?
That's a big question.
It's kind of ethically tricky, right?
It is. We have to be careful.
Like, you know, fat distribution is, it's a mix of our genes, environment, lifestyle.
It's complex.
It's not like you tweak one gene.
Yeah.
And boom, six-pack abs.
Exactly. It's not that simple.
INHBE, it seems like a big player.
Yeah.
But any treatment would have to be, like,
right.
super safe, effective, no weird side effects.
Absolutely. Lots of testing.
And what about body image?
Oh, yeah?
Society's obsessed with how we look.
True.
What if this just makes things worse?
It's a real concern.
More unrealistic beauty standards.
We'd need to think about that for sure.
Like, if we can change fat distribution, are we going to end up with even more pressure to look a certain way?
It's possible. And we need to be ready for those challenges.
We need everyone at the table for this one.
For sure.
Scientists, doctors, ethicists, policymakers, regular people.
Absolutely. It's a societal issue.
Okay, but like practically, what would these therapies even look like?
If we can make them happen.
Yeah.
Well, one way could be drugs that block, inhibit the fat cells.
Right. Block the signal.
Or what about gene therapy?
Oh, yeah.
Change INHBE directly.
That's a possibility, too.
That's some serious sci-fi stuff.
It is cutting edge.
But wouldn't that be
kind
of extreme just to change fat?
Probably only for really severe cases.
Like those lepidystrophy conditions?
Exactly.
Where fat storage is all messed up?
Yeah, for those more extreme situations.
For most people, probably.
Right.
It would be those drugs that target the protein.
Yeah, block the protein's action.
It's wild to think about.
It is what the future holds.
So much potential.
Well, this deep dive has been amazing.
So much to learn.
I'm going to be thinking about fat a lot differently now.
It's important.
And don't forget, healthy lifestyle still matters.
Absolutely.
Diet. Exercise, that helps too.
Big time.
So that's it for our INHBE adventure.
It's been a journey.
Thanks for diving deep with us.
My pleasure.
Keep those brains buzzing, everyone.
Stay curious out there.